Vision Audiobooks presents Detour to Justice, written by Bob Hamer, narrated by Sean Compton. Chapter 1. The music was pulsating and my head was pounding. I swallowed the 4 Motrin I had slipped into my pants pocket before beginning tonight's assignment and drained the last of the Kingfisher Premium. The club had a 2-drink minimum, and I'd been nursing my 2nd beer for nearly an hour. It was almost a nightly ritual. Pills for the guaranteed headache and minimal alcohol to blend with the neighborhood trash. I couldn't afford to lose control and had no intention of joining my drunken brethren as they slobbered all over the entertainment. I'm not even sure why I showed up an hour early. Abu wasn't coming in until 10. Tuesdays were pay and collect, and tonight he was paying. Again. All 5 of my teams covered the spread, and I would be walking out of here with a pocket full of folding money. Too bad it was the government's cash. I could have used the profits I made from correctly handicapping Sunday's pro football card. But as certain as I'd win using the government's coin, I knew if I tried to pick up some beer money with my own dollars, I'd lose in a New York minute. It was the typical clientele this evening. Low class all the way. This was no upscale gentleman's club. This was ragged sweatshirts and faded jeans. The faces were all worn and all wasted. Alcohol and girls provided about the only excitement these men found in life. The bar opened at 4, just as many were getting off work, and every night the place was semi-packed until closing. Though more crowded on weekends, the routine remained the same. Drinks, pole dancers, and the occasional private table entertainment. I settled into the discontent. Somehow, Hollywood always made these bar scenes a little more dramatic. Tinseltown never quite captured the hours of monotony most undercover assignments brought, and this case produced its share. The nights were uneventful, and the few friends I made at the Calcutta crib did little to move our investigation in the direction my superiors desired. The heavily accented DJ announced the next dancer, and catcalls erupted from some of the drunks surrounding the horseshoe-shaped stage. In broken English, he encouraged the men to give it up for our latest friend from Delhi. Like a rookie's major league debut, the hometown crowd welcomed the newest member of the team. Time would tell whether Bambi, at least I think the DJ called her Bambi, had what it took to make it in the bigs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?